This is Dan Decker for Closer to Home Kentucky for Monday, August 26, 2019. My first article here, Chief Elam of Owensboro is the first African-American to lead the Kentucky Association of Police Chiefs. Elam is the first American to serve as KACP president. It's an honor to serve as KACP president and exceptionally humbling to serve as the first American to lead the Kentucky Association of Police Chiefs, Elam said. It's truly something worthy of celebration. I would be remiss if I didn't mention my brothers and sisters in the Chiefs Association have never treated me as anything but a peer, mentor, and a kind friend. Elam, who last year was named KACP Chief of the Year, assumed the presidency in late July during the KACP annual conference, which was held in Owensboro. Chief Elam succeeded Independence Police Chief Tony Lucas for a term of 1 year. This is truly a crowning moment in my career. However, this is not a career-defining moment, Chief Elam said. My personal philosophy is that you're only as good as what you did yesterday. Therefore, you should continue to push forward, always striving to do bigger and better things. For me, those bigger and better things consist of setting an example to others to follow, shattering the glass ceilings that still exist, and being a catalyst for change. Chief Elam's priorities include KACP presence and voice in Frankfort to support and promote policies that safeguard the interests of peace officers, their families, and all the citizens of this great state. Our organization has to stay vigilant when it comes to legislation affecting our pension system, Chief Elam said. Chief Elam said one of the most pressing issues facing law enforcement today is the recruitment and retention of qualified candidates. Most agencies across the country have experienced a decline in the number of people who are interested in pursuing a law enforcement career. He said, in my opinion, a private sector has been much more effective in attracting and retaining good employees with increased pay and package benefits. The Kentucky Association of Police Chiefs was founded in 1971 to secure official personnel and cooperation among law enforcement executives and citizens of Kentucky. Based in Madisonville, Kentucky, KACP has a membership of more than 500 law enforcement executives, including municipal and county police chiefs, sheriffs, state and federal law enforcement administrators, and railroad police. As a native of Evansville, Indiana, Chief Elam started working for Owensboro Police Department in 1991. He was promoted to sergeant in 2002, lieutenant in 2004, captain major in 2008, deputy chief in 2010, and chief in 2012. Chief Elam holds an Associate of Science degree from Owensboro Community and Technical College, a Bachelor of Arts from Brescia University, a Master's of Science in Criminal Justice from Eastern Kentucky University, and is a graduate of the Administrative Officers course from the University of Louisville Southern Police Institute and a graduate of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives CEO Mentoring Program. Chief Elam is also a graduate of the following courses: the Department of Criminal Justice Training, Academy of Police Supervision, School of Strategic Leadership, and Criminal Justice Executive Development. Next up here, there's TANK is to redesign the bus system in Northern Kentucky. The Transit Authority of North Kentucky, TANK that is undertaking what it calls a system of redesign study. The public is invited to provide feedback and comments. The system redesign will explore TANK's current bus route, network structure, a news release said. TANK staff members and other consultant teams will present a brief presentation to explain the redesign process and the goals of the study. Outside the presentation time, participants will be able to view the exhibit boards and bus network maps at several stations. Staff and consultants will be available to discuss the study and answer questions. Comments and desired outcomes will be captured via brief survey and comment cards at each station. The public meeting is at Covington Career Center at 1324 Madison Avenue, Covington, on Thursday, August 29th, between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. The venue is located on Tank Route Number 7. The purpose of the meeting is to gather input on the proposed redesign of the bus system and your comments about current service and future needs. The meeting will open house style with a brief presentation given at 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30. The input received from the meeting will be used to assist the consultant team in identifying, prioritizing, and developing a reimagined bus transit system that will serve the needs of Northern Kentucky community, providing more efficient and cost-effective service that is supported by a robust ridership, the news release said. Tank's goal is to provide community-supported transit to customers with varying needs and support the continued growth, job growth in the region, the release said. A second public meeting will be held later this year to present the draft redesign study plan and obtain comments. My next article here, this is an article by Steve Flaherty. It's Kentucky by Heart. Sister Juana Mendez offers hope and direction to members of the Hispanic community. Juana Mendez remembers well the difficult condition of her family faced while growing up in the American territory of Puerto Rico in the 1950s. We lived in the country. We didn't have running water or electricity, she said. We didn't want to leave Puerto Rico, but my father moved here, that being the United States, because he was looking for a job. Juan and the rest of the Mendez family joined him in America in 1958 when he established employment. Now in her late 60s, Juana stayed here to raise three now-grown children from an old marriage made so because of spousal abuse towards her. She knows the pain and hardship and rejection and wishes to help others avoid the same. Since a little while after becoming a member of the Sisters of Charity 20 years ago, Sister Juana Mendez decides the Diocese of Covington works tenaciously with compassionate understanding for Hispanic immigrants seeking direction. She does so out of her office in the Cristo Rey Parish in Florence and also on a mobile basis. Her days are usually long and stressful and often require trips to court in Louisville and sometimes trips to Mexico to interview those connected to her clients. She listens to stories of frustration, mostly from undocumented individuals who hope to someday receive green cards as American citizens. Using her hard-earned training background, she works through the process with her clients, leading many to reach the goal and to secure a much better life. In many ways, Juana sees her own past struggles and theirs. I recently sat down with Juana in her church office, and we discussed her background and work, now having reached a caseload of about 250. I started working for the Diocese of Covington in the year 2000. They hired me as a pastor associate, she explained. Our parish was in Covington at the cathedral. There were a group of Hispanic immigrants who would come to Mass every Sunday at noontime. Basically, that's all they would do, go to Mass and then go home. A servant at heart, she decided to learn more about them, what their lives in the new country were like and what were their serious concerns. I decided to visit people and see what they needed for me to be able to meet their needs, she explained. Finding that immigrants desired an English as a second language and generally equivalency diploma, she contacted Leo Cauldron, Director of Latino Programs and Services at Northern Kentucky University, for guidance. Along with another person at NKU, both programs were established, and students at the university acted as volunteers during their semesters. It was a wonderful, and then we expanded into the housing program, she continued. Then we got Catholic Charities involved. Additionally, another NKU official started a tax preparation program for the immigrants, and that person continues that project today. Juana realized early how difficult it was for those not born in America to become documented. About 95% of her clients were in that predicament, so she needed to attain skills where she could help, that she could use to help them. A lawyer from Ohio offered her expertise on Saturdays by meeting with Juana for a while, and then afterward continued to look over Juana's work for accuracy. Going much further in her commitment in serving, in 2007 she acquired the needed certification from the Board of Immigration Appeal in Chicago. After taking classes, she renews it every 3 years. Right now, that's the bulk of my work, immigration work, she said. Now the program has changed, and I have to apply through the Department of Homeland Security, so it's a little different. Circumstances change every day in Juana's dealings, whether it's with government policy, inconsistency with directions from immigrant officials, language barriers, or a myriad of children-related issues. These are just a few of many. Ironically, children tend to learn more English right off, Juana said, especially when they are congregate around other kids in a school setting. A lot of time they will become the interpreter for their parents, she said, eyes twinkling. I asked Juana the obvious question that many people set before her. Are there individuals not lawbreakers, and shouldn't they be treated as such? I understand the need to enter legally, but sometimes there's no other way, she said. There's things like violence, no food, no work, or they have a family who is sick, or they seek shelter. Most of the work have a better life for their children. They think $10 an hour is a lot of money, and they'll work day and night. Most undocumented immigrants, it's fair to say, stay out of trouble and are willing to do what it takes to get their green cards. But there's generally a fear that the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will deport them, and even small children often feel the anxiety. Juana told about a client family with three kids. The youngest didn't want to go to school and couldn't eat. He thought he was going to go to school and that he would come home and his mom and dad would be gone, she said. All three boys were born in the United States. However, mom and dad were undocumented. Sister Menendez is no stranger to pushback from those resistant to her ministry. Several years ago, we had a public town hall meeting, and we were talking about immigration rights, she said. The meeting was open to the public, and she received approval from her diocese bishop to do so. A non-Hispanic man stood up and made his statement, she said. You're going to go to hell because you are helping these illegal aliens coming to the country, and you're helping them. I'm going to go to the bishop and tell him what you were doing. And though the ties are not overtly critical of ICE and its difficult work, she has mentioned that she has been threatened with jail by ICE officials who wanted immigrant information to which she did not even have access. Her work would not even have stopped despite the challenges, she said, and I'll continue to do it. Much of the long-term answer to solving immigration problems, she noted, is for change to happen in their native countries. She mentioned issues such as government corruption, severe poverty being rampant in those places. She recalled visiting a family's home in Mexico not long ago. They had four walls and no ceiling, and they thought they had the most beautiful, wonderful home. Not all the integration and immigrations is a matter of regarding the quest for American citizenship and navigating life in a different country. Something Sister Menendez obviously sees as very important spiritual growth is also a big focus for her Cristo Rey parish. On Tuesday night from 7 to 10 p.m., between 80 and 130 come in, and we just break open our scriptures and then pray, she said, her eyes twinkling. They're here because they want to learn more about God, raining, snowing. They're still here, and that gives me hope. And for sure, Sister Juana Menendez has imparted a lot of hope to others in her Hispanic community. Next up here in upcoming events for this week, the Florence Freedom Baseball continues at 7950 Freedom Way in Florence, Kentucky. The Florence Freedom Professional Baseball Team is a member of the Independent Frontier League. Freedom Games offer post-game bands, fireworks, giveaways, discount tickets, food and drink specials, and promotional theme nights. The Freedom will take on the Juliet Slammers this coming Wednesday the 28th at 5:30 p.m. and Thursday the 29th at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $14 for VIP seats, $12 for dugout seats, $9 for the reserved and family sections. For more information, call 859-594-4487. Next, summer music on the Levee continues. That's at 1 Levee Way in Newport, Kentucky. Presented by Braxton Brewing, summer music on the Levee takes place every Thursday evening, with the last concert of the season ending on September 5th. Live bands play from 7 to 10 p.m. The concert series will take place on the plaza in front of the Newport Aquarium and will feature Braxton Brewing Company beer. And the Newport Aquarium will be providing wine and some nautical-themed cocktails special for the event. As in years past, the concerts are free and open to the public. Drinks are for sale. All are welcome. On this coming Thursday, August 29th, Doghouse will be the featured band. For more information, you can go online at newportonthelevee.com. Next, Pawpaw Paradise Propagation and Advanced Foraging Adventure. This takes place at Treasure Lake Permaculture and Ecology Center at 2590 Lawrenceburg Ferry Road in Petersburg, Kentucky. Foraging food and herbs can be daunting. If you've gone to plant walking before, this is your chance to go deeper with Abby Artemisia. Dive deeper into botany to grasp a better understanding of plant identification. She demonstrates correctly and safely and ethically harvesting them in the field. Learn real-world tips about processing and preserving these precious treats for food and medicine. Pawpaw Paradise is Doug Crouch's vision for his active forest enhancement program in Treasure Lake. While it also includes other plants like spicebush, redbud, and musselwood, Pawpaw abundance is the motif. He wants to spread the message to you, so we will forage for pawpaws in the field. We will learn the process of saving seeds through fruit processing. He will walk you through the whole process of showing plants that he has propagated himself. This will demystify lots of seed sayings and propagation techniques, so you can spread pawpaw paradise through the region, in your lands, and beyond. That's this Saturday, August 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The rate is $55. To purchase tickets, go online at thewanderschool.com and then click on the events tab and scroll down, select Pawpaw Paradise event. Next, Russian Illusion. That's at the concert at DeVue Park at 1201 Park Drive in Covington. Join us for the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra closes its 25th summer series in DeVue Park with a full orchestra playing classical favorites. A sizable portion of the world's most frequently performed orchestral repertoire hails from Russia. The KSO surveyed the dossiers of several Russian composers to cherry-pick these popular classics. Kachaturian's Enchanting Masquerade Suite, Borodin's Rollicking Povatsian Dances, and Rimsky-Korsakov's Seductive Scheherazade. Admission is free, though a $5 contribution per person is encouraged. This takes place again this coming Saturday, August 31st at 7:30 p.m. Bring blankets and lawn chairs, and the parking is free. And again, this is at the Concert Bowl. The tank shuttle will run from Covington Catholic to the band shell, and it runs from 6 to 7:30 p.m. and returns following the concert for $1 each way. For more information, call 859-431-6216. Next, a benefit for Super Nick. That's at the Green Lantern, 3938 DeCourcy Avenue in Covington. The benefit for Nick will be held at the Green Lantern, located at Covington, Kentucky, on Saturday, August 31st, 2019. Entertainment will be provided by the Sharp Sounds Karaoke. There will be raffle items and split the pot. Nick has a condition called neurofibromatosis, a NF1 which causes different conditions. Nick has experienced both brain tumors and scoliosis. With Nick having scoliosis, he required to have a growth rod placed in his back. Nick continues to have ongoing surgery every 6 months to lengthen the rod as he continues to grow. When Nick's growth is complete, he will have a permarod placed. Nick has also been battling cancer. All proceeds will help the family to take Nick to a trip to Disney World and will help the family with medical expenses. We invite you to attend this event to support this young man in his journey. That's Saturday, August 31st, 8 to 11 p.m., and it sounds like a good cause to me. Brewgrass and Beer Festival is next up. That's at 50 East River Center Boulevard, number 20 in Covington, Kentucky. Kick off your Labor Day at River Center. Beer vendors, grill stations, and fun will take over at the patio from fire to biscuits and burgers. That's Sunday, September 1st, 11:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The rate is $12. Next, the Rubber Duck Regatta. That's at the Purple People Bridge, via Newport on the Levee. Nearly 200,000 ducks race along a serpentine wall for prizes during the regatta's 25th anniversary. The first prize winner will drive away with a Honda, 2019 Honda CR-V LX, and a possibly $1 million if the duck is the million-dollar duck. Cash prizes will be awarded to 6 other winners. That's the Sunday, September 1st at 3 p.m. As most of you probably know, this event benefits the Free Stored Food Bank. Next up, celebration on the Riverboat Riverfest Cruise. That's at 848 Elm Street in Ludlow, Kentucky. Enjoy the WEBN Riverfest fireworks from Ground Zero on the Ohio River. Enjoy the hors d'oeuvres, dinner, buffet, bottomless premium drinks. That's Saturday, September 1st from 4:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Boarding is at 4:30 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. The rate is $197. To purchase tickets, go to the website everbright.com and type in the word Riverfest under the quote-unquote look for tab, or call 859-581-2600 for more information. Next, another riverboat cruise with Riverfest WBO and fireworks. That's at Queen City Riverboat Cruises, 303 Dodd Drive in Dayton, Kentucky. Full cash bar available, including viewing the fireworks and dinner. Call to book today at 859-292-8687. The rates are $65 for the cruise only, $120 for the dinner cruise. That's this Sunday, September 1st at 6 p.m. Boarding begins at 5. Next, Boo on the Bridge. That's, again, on the Purple People Bridge. Access via Newport on the Levee. Labor Day partygoers will once again have the opportunity to take in a spectacular views, the Western Southern WB and fireworks display from the best vantage point in the Ohio River while helping to paint and maintain the 147-year-old bridge. All proceeds go toward the capital campaign to maintain and paint the Purple People Bridge. Tickets include beer, wine, soft drinks, and water, 2 tickets per person for alcoholic beverages, unlimited grill-out food, live music from Model Behavior before and after the fireworks, and 1 free parking pass for every 2 tickets. The rates are $150 per person, $50 for children ages 3 to 12, and free for children under 3. That's Saturday, September 1st, 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Also, you can purchase tickets online at thepurplepeoplebridge.com. For more information, call 859-655-7700. Also, B&B Riverboats will have some... We'll be out on the river. I believe these will take place at Riverfest, though. But it's at 101 Riverboat Way in Newport. This week, B&B will feature the Admiral's Dinner Cruise and the Dixieland Jazz Brunch. But I may be wrong about when they'll be sailing. But anyway, for more information about dates and times, call 800-261-8586. Also, just as a note, I wanted to mention... The Western Southern WBN fireworks will not be televised this year. It's the end of a 30-year streak. Next up, nicotine replacement products are available for Kentuckians who want to quit smoking. Kentuckians who want to quit smoking have at least 24 sources for free and low-cost nicotine replacement therapy products. This includes patches, gum, lozenges, and sprays. According to a list made available by the Coalition for a Smoke-Free Tomorrow and developed by the Kentucky Cancer Consortium and the Kentucky Department for Public Health, the NRT products are medications that help reduce nicotine cravings and withdrawal symptoms. They can double smokers' chances of quitting for good, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And research has shown that NRT products have been around for 30 years and are safe to use for almost all adults without first consulting an adult doctor. Only pregnant women, teens, and people with serious health issues should talk to their doctor first. Many local Kentucky health departments offer free NRT to those participating in the American Lung Association's Freedom from Smoking Clinics or the state Quitline program. Statewide, the Kentucky Smoking Cessation Hotline, Quit Now KY, also has limited supplies of MRT products for participants. And nationwide, the American Lung Association, Quit.Now, operated by GlaxoSmithKline, the maker of Nicoderm and CQ and Nicorette, and Tweet 2 Quit programs have offered free NRT products. See the full list on the web at nkyhealth.org or call 859-341-4264. Quitting smoking is hard, but it's possible and can be a kickstart to much better health, both short-term and over a lifespan, said Ben Chandler, chair of the Coalition for a Smoke-Free Tomorrow. Nicotine replacement products can make a difference between one more try and quitting for good. We want to help Kentucky health care providers and their patients have access to resources to help more Kentuckians become non-smokers and reduce their risk for all types of cancer, said Jennifer Redmond Knight of the Kentucky Cancer Consortium. It's difficult to keep up with what's available throughout the state, and our goal is to improve communication coordination efforts. More than two-fifths of Kentuckians who smoke live on annual incomes of less than $25,000 a year, according to the America's Health Rankings. So making NRT products free and low cost can make a difference in impact in reducing Kentucky's high smoking rate. The coalition said, Kentucky law also requires private health insurance companies and Medicaid managed care organizations to cover the cost of smoking cessation medication and programs that are approved by the Food and Drug Administration. This coverage includes NRT products. According to the CDC, nearly 7 in 10 adult smokers want to quit, and a similar percentage have tried at least once to do so in the past year. Research shows that within 20 minutes of quitting smoking, a person's blood pressure decreases and the pulse rate drops. Within 24 hours, the chance of having a heart attack decreases. And within 1 year, the risk of heart disease falls to half of that of smokers. People who stop smoking greatly reduce their risk of many types of lung and other types of cancer, including throat, mouth, esophagus, pancreas, and bladder, as well as other lung diseases and stroke. In addition to quitting smoking, can reduce coughing, wheezing, and other symptoms caused by inhaling smoke into the lungs. Quitting smoking also reduces the kinds of risk to the family members and friends who may inhale secondhand smoke, which can cause lung cancer, sudden infant death syndrome, asthma, and ear infections. Pregnant moms who are also able to avoid secondhand smoke because it can help ensure the newborn babies with what less likely have a cleft palate or other birth defects, be born prematurely, or be born underweight. The Coalition for a Smoke-Free Tomorrow is committed to its mission of improving Kentucky's health by protecting Kentuckians from secondhand smoke and other tobacco emissions and reducing the high rate of smoking and tobacco use in the Commonwealth. For more information, click on the website www.smokefreetomorrow.org. Next up, Shelley Shear, tips for parenting on creative back-to-school dental routines. While you establish set schedules for bedtime, homework, and electric device time, don't forget to enforce dental routines. Here's an easy guide for every parent. Establish daily dental routines. Set times for toothbrushing and flossing. Remember, when your little one once went through infant sleep training, you created rituals so the baby knew it was bedtime. The same goes for youngsters. It may be the routine that involves ending the first round of a fortnight, a bath, jammies, toothbrushing, flossing, story time, and bed. Whatever it is, stick to it, and brushing the teeth will soon become automatic behavior. A creative way to get 2 minutes of brushing is to play a beloved 2-minute song. Though you may have to suffer through 120 seconds of that annoying baby shark song, remember it's the only 2 minutes that you are creating a habit that will hopefully last to adulthood. The same holds true for mornings. This is a tougher time since getting children particularly out of bed can be a challenge. Some parents use a motivational chart or post a checklist to inspire completion of morning activities. Children receive a sticker or a check mark for their accomplishments up on time, dressed and in breakfast table, on schedule, teeth brushed and flossed, and out the door with the backpack zipped in the correct time. Their end-of-week reward can be a range of incentives, an ice cream cone, extra video game time, a new book, or something else they cherish. Get used to packing daily healthy lunches. Nutritious eating leads to strong teeth. Packing a tooth-friendly lunch is much easier than you may think. While it goes to saying that sugary lunch snacks can lead to cavities, why not pack some sweet fruit, strawberries, blueberries, grapes, and bananas are kids' favorites. The fruit can be accommodated by carrots, celery, and perhaps some peanut butter, cherry tomatoes, snap peas, and a possible bit of broccoli. Add some cheddar cheese cubes for more variety. In addition to avoiding sugar, consider the effects of pretzels and chips. These carbon-laden treats break down into a sticky goo that coats the teeth and can just as easily lead to cavities. A small bottle of water can complete the lunch if permissible to hydrate your child all day. Use events triggers to gentle, regular dental checkup reminders. Most Americans know that moving the clock back an hour means it's time to inspect your home smoke detectors. Why not create your own milestone to a second time to visit the dentist? It could be the start of a school, the first report card, a birthday, the beginning of the World Series, or some recurring event. Once children know this routine, they may be the ones reminding mom and dad about scheduling a visit. However you launch the school year, know that it can be a fun time for parents of children with creative rituals and small incentives to establish a dental routine that will last a lifetime. Dr. Shelley Shear is a graduate of the University of Louisville Dental School and founder of the Shear Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, the largest all-female dental practice in Northern Kentucky. That's all for today. Again, this is Dan Decker for Closer to Home Kentucky. Thank you for listening.